how long were you a POW in Java?
Well, now, see, now I began some travels.
Okay.
The Japanese, at first, well, let's jump it back a bit, history. When the Japanese first occupied all of these islands out there, Dutch islands, British islands, all these various countries that they occupied in the immediate first days of the war, they took a lot of the prisoners, the British prisoners, Australian prisoners, Dutch prisoners, and they sent them up to Japan to work in the factories and things like that. But then there was a lull, and they didn't move many prisoners. Maybe they didn't have the ships or what. So nothing much happened with this transfer of prisoners. And we were put into a camp with about 3,000 or 4,000, mainly Australian and British soldiers. Mm. So this was a British-style camp. The orders were all given in British style. The bugle calls were British. It was a British military prison camp inside barbed wire with the Japanese on the outside looking in. They let us run the camps internally. We had a camp commander, we had a vice commander, we had cookhouse commanders, barrack commanders. They had a military structure right inside the camp. And that went along for some time. Once in a while, a large group of prisoners would come in, maybe 1,000 Dutch prisoners. And we had many barracks in this place. It was a former cooling place for the workers for the ships in the harbor. And the family lived in all these crude Javanese houses. Well, they put the prisoners in, put barbed wire around it. So they'd bring in 1,000 prisoners and lodge them for maybe a night or two and then take them out again. These people were being sent out to the east, out to the Spice Islands, Ambon, Timor, those places, to build airdromes for the Japanese. But they left us intact. We who were in this camp, we weren't bothered. So these people come in and go out. And there were some came in and went up to Burma to work on that railway. But we just stayed as an intact group of people. I say mainly, almost 100% British. And that stayed until April the following year.
So until 1943?
This is now April of 43, when they shut that camp down. And they moved us all up into the city, up into the main city of Batavia.
Moved to Batavia?
Yeah. And this was a former Dutch infantry barracks, which could hold a substantial number of people, maybe 5,000 or 6,000 soldiers, something like that.
So you were about 5,000 or 6,000 in this camp?
Yeah.
So you were about 5,000 or 6,000 in the camp?
Yeah, in this camp. This was right in the heart of the city.
Okay.
Cathedrals, buildings, trolley cars. It was just a locally situated barrack. They called it the cycle camp because the Dutch troops who inhabited it previously all drove bicycles. And I've seen pictures, even post-war, that Dutch still do it. They have bicycle-mounted bands in Holland. This camp, however, was dangerous. We had a Jap lieutenant named Sony, S-O-N-E-I, I guess. And he was a maniac, absolute maniac, not only towards us, but towards his own soldiers. And he just beat up on anyone that came across the trail. You had to keep a sharp eye out and salute or bow or whatever to this guy, otherwise you were beat up. And the beating up was really severe. For example, he'd make a soldier stand in a barrel, and then he'd punch him. His own troops. I've seen them come out of the windows of their barrack because he was in there beating up on them.
Did you experience any personal brutality while you were there?
No, I didn't. I was lucky in that, but I didn't stay there long. they ask for a couple of hundred people to go to another camp, and you don't volunteer, but I did.
What made you volunteer to go to the other camp?
Get rid of this effing Sony. He was insane.
So you felt that the unknown would be safer than being where you were? You felt that the unknown would be safer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I went out.
So how long were you at the cycle camp for?
6 weeks, maybe.
About 6 weeks?